this place of grief, and it was really hurting them that Jesus wasn't there anymore. They felt sad, like all their hope had gone away. Because a few days before, on Friday, if you were around at any of the services or did something on Friday, you'll remember that Jesus, who's one of their friends, was killed on the cross. Jesus had told them all these things. He'd done all these amazing signs. He told them that through his relationship, they could be friends with God again. But he died, and his friends were really, really sad. Not only because they'd missed him, but because of all the stuff that he said, all the stuff he promised. And in the video we're going to watch in a minute, there's three of Jesus' friends. They go to his tomb, and they must be feeling really sad and really low on that first Easter Sunday. But the end of the Bible reading is a little bit different and shows us something else that happens. So we're going to watch a video now of the story. So kids, make sure you can see. Good, I'm glad you can see it. If it's not going to come up, then Lena's going to act it out. Great.
The women had a huge surprise, and Amy's going to talk to us a little more about that. But I thought, children, you might like to make something that shows that surprise. So here in the corner, Cherie's got Pax, and also at the back on the windowsill, Cyrus, they're right by you. So if any children don't want to come to the front, they want to go to the back and get a pack, or Josh is up on the balcony, you can make one of these Easter surprise pictures. And if you want to, listen really carefully to what Amy's saying and draw on the people who were there that first Easter morning.
Brilliant, thank you, Lena. So at the front, at the back, or at the top. Adults, that was David Suchet narrating, in case, like me, for ages you were trying to think about who that was. That's just saved you some time. Brilliant. Wow, what a different ending to the morning that those women had been expecting. And I'm just going to read a little bit from the Bible this morning so we can hear it again. The Bible says this: when they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side and were alarmed. "Do not be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him, just as he told you." So if we remember that just a few moments ago, those women were in the very depths of despair and sadness at losing their friend. But now, here they are in front of an angel. Now, I don't know who remembers angels appearing at Christmas. Maybe some of you were angels in your nativity plays. But angels appear throughout the Bible with really special messages sent from God. This angel is telling them unbelievable news that their friend that they thought was dead is now alive. He is no longer in his tomb. And the angel, in fact, asked them to go out and tell all the other friends about them. Now, Lena asked us just a few minutes ago what was the best surprise we've ever had. And I'm sure you had some really great answers. And I wonder if just for a second, if we can just imagine and remember what it was like to have that surprise. If you need to close your eyes and just put yourself back in that place. So for Ben to remember what it was like to go to Centre Parks. So close your eyes and put yourself back in that place. How did you feel? Were you excited? Did it make your tummy go a bit funny? Maybe sometimes things happen and actually we're a little bit confused. Because just imagine how those three women felt that Easter morning. Because they had saw something, witnessed something even better than finding out that they were going to Centre Parks. Because we've been getting ready for Easter for ages, haven't we? Like, Easter eggs have been in the shops since, like, you know, the 26th of December. And every time you walk past, you must get them and then never get them till like, yesterday. But we've been getting ready, and us as church have been getting ready for Lent. But these women weren't expecting it at all. They were going to do this really sad thing to Jesus' body. They were going to prepare him for burial. And suddenly, the tomb was empty and he wasn't there. They stumble across the greatest day in history, the most significant event for anyone to ever witness, totally by accident. What a massive surprise. Like the biggest surprise ever. Because moments before, their world was crashing down around them, but Jesus surprises them. And this Jesus we talk about is a guy who is full of surprises. Before he went to the cross, he did amazing signs. He turned water into wine. He brought people back from the dead. He healed the sick. And now here he is. He himself has been raised back to life. He's conquered the grave. He's defeated death. And he brings each of us new life. And even after the resurrection, he continues to do surprising things. His favorite thing for a while is to surprise his friends, just do a little leap out at them from things. He arrives to talk to them on a road or on a beach. He promises a helper that will come, and to all his friends and to bring, and when he goes back to live with God. Jesus loves a surprise. It's like one of his favorite things to do. And Jesus offers each of us this surprising new life. Because when he went to the cross on Good Friday, he did that for us, so each of us can be back in relationship with God. Whatever we've done before, whatever's happened in our lives, God longs to be in relationship with us. And that is what the cross and the resurrection is all about. Jesus surprises each of us with new life, with a second chance. How often would we like to turn the clock back on something we've done or something we've said? And take that back because it's hurt somebody or it's hurt ourselves or it's hurt our environment. But that's what Jesus does on the cross on Good Friday. He wipes the slate clean of all that he's ever done. But the glory of the resurrection is that that is now open to all of us. And we still need time to get over things and we still need to say sorry. But through Jesus, we get this amazing, surprising new start. So what do we do with a surprising new life? Well, today we celebrate, and we cheer and we shout hallelujah from the rooftops and we thank God for what he has done for each of us and how we can live new life with him. Because today, for Christians, is just the most exciting day of the year. Because the most exciting moment in time was the moment when the tomb was empty, and today we have to stop and celebrate and say thank you to Jesus for that. So we're going to say thank you to Jesus now. We're going to pray and say thank you to God. But we're going to do that in a very special way this morning. So can I have a few helpers? I can't even lean over there. Right, that's not going to work. So we're going to have some eggs. Now, the most important thing about this egg is the foil. I don't know how you're going to dispose of the chocolate. That is up to you. I'm very happy to take anything back that you don't want. I will sacrifice that for the sake of this community. But you must be really super careful in opening your foil. So you need to keep it as flat and as beautiful as possible. Okay, so some eggs are going to come around. There should be eggs on the balcony as well. So what we're going to do is, because of Jesus, he's our surprise. He's brought us new life. We need to thank him and say thank you for that. So once you've disposed of your chocolate in any way you see fit, what we're going to do is we're going to make things out of the foil. I want you to make something that you are thankful to Jesus for today. Now, if you all make footballs, I'm not going to lie, I won't be impressed. So if you even make footballs and that's your genuine prayer, then that's fine. But I'm sure you could think of a more creative thing to sculpt out of your foil. If you'd like to get together with your friends and kind of like combine foil to make a massive thing, then that's fine. And then what we're going to do is, when we come up for communion, you're going to bring up your foil sculpture as an offering to God to say thank you for what he has done for each of us today on this surprising Resurrection Sunday. Wave if you've not got an egg. I've not got any more though, Sue. Are they coming round? Oh, Josh, you're sitting up there. It's rough, isn't it? You don't get an egg. Quick, go find one. Right, so dispose of the chocolate however you see fit. Keep the foil really carefully. It can be done because I tried out on a whole packet at home how carefully the foil comes off. All in the name of research. You know, you've got to try these things, haven't you? And then sculpt out of it something. You can make a heart or a cross or a football or, you know, maybe even a person. If you sculpt a person, I'll be really impressed. Has anybody not got an egg that would like one? Have we all got them on the balcony? Yes, I can see munching. I've not. Do you know what? I'd like an egg. Thank you. Have you got eggs? Ban, do you need eggs? Okay, then your best sculpting skills. Leave them on the community table. To create something that you are thankful for God, to God for today. And again, if you need to join with the person next to you and combine foil to make a bigger sculpture, that's fine. You need to be able to carry it to the front. That's the only caveat on creating sculptures together.
We nearly made something. So things we've learnt this morning, it would have been better if we'd have given you a bigger egg. That's what Sheila said. It's quite difficult to make our cross out of just one small piece of foil. Just put whatever you've made. Very good, girls. I'm very impressed. Well done, Ella. Just put whatever you've made or whatever you were attempting to make. It's okay. God's got a massive imagination. Put it on your hand. And just quietly say thank you to God. Thank you, God, for that amazing surprise on that first Easter. Help us to be amazed, even though we know the story. Help us to go deeper into it. Help us now as we worship you to find all those reasons. Amen. If you'd like to stand. Let me just tell you, be very careful, okay? You're going to bring those little sculptures up when you come for communion. We decided it'd be too much to bring them up. Sit down, come up. There's a lot of people here. So be very careful with that. Hold your prayers very gently in your hand. Perhaps if you're very small, give it to a grown-up to hold gently for you. And then when we come for communion after the song, then we'll bring them up as a prayer offering to God. Please stand.